You're listening to the girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode number one, we share three tips to reprogram your mind for a better body image.
Welcome to our show. We are so thrilled to be back on the air with you. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, and we're also certified coaches, speakers, writers, and best friends. We've known each other for over 20 years, and we're excited to be here.
Big Blue Couch Coaching is actually a life coaching company for people who feel worthless, stressed, and unhappy. We equip you with skills to conquer obstacles, discover your self-worth, and live a vibrant life.
And this show actually started out on a local radio station in Bismarck, North Dakota, and now we have grown it into a podcast so that we can reach more people worldwide. We focus on topics that deal with life, because when you sit on the big blue couch, life happens. And one of the questions that we get asked all the time is the big blue couch a real piece of furniture? And yes, it is. So we're going to tell you that story really quickly before we get into our topic. So Rachel, share the story of the couch.
The story of the couch. The big blue couch is a real couch. It's actually in my living room. In 2011, we had two kids and one on the way, and we needed to purchase a new couch for our new home. And I went to the store. I had a certain amount in the budget that I could spend that day. And in the first store that I went to, back in the clearance section, there was this huge blue couch, and it was just the right number that it needed to be for our budget, and it was just perfect. Little did we know what that couch would someday mean for our family and for Mandy and I. Things took a really dramatic shift in 2012 for Mandy and I, and in a season of really deep depression and sickness, that couch became a spot for the best of friends to talk and encourage each other. It was the ultimate safe place for hurting hearts, and many sleepovers have been had with its trusting cushions. The Big Blue Couch isn't just an average piece of furniture. It's that place you literally run to when life happens. Without this couch, there would be no Big Blue Couch Coaching.
And that's our story. I've actually lived on that couch for like a week.
You did.
And
I fed you.
Yes, you fed me. We'll get into that someday. So that is our story. And as you can imagine, when we're rising up from depression and sickness, that really has its own challenges. Challenges such as feeling frumpy, living in your gray sweatpants or your pink fluffy bathrobe. Those items may possibly exist in real life. You can also have the challenge of gaining weight, or maybe losing too much weight, not recognizing yourself in the mirror, avoiding mirrors altogether because you don't want to see yourself, and really just feeling confident in your own skin can be really challenging. And so during this process that we lived on the couch and learned to really be vulnerable on the couch, we learned three skills that really helped us rise up. They helped us feel better about ourselves and get off of that blue couch so we could get our lives back. And our passion is to equip you to do the same. So we want to encourage you right now to grab a pen and paper. Obviously, if you're listening to this in the car, you don't want to do that. So put it away in a mental note. But we want to share these tips with you so that you can begin applying them. So here are three tips to reprogram your mind for better body image.
Tip number one is feed your mind with truth. We're told in the Bible to focus on what is good and what is true. It's actually found in Philippians 4:8. So our question for you is, what is good in your life? Even if you are sitting on the big blue couch like we were in 2011, there were still good things to focus on.
There were lots of good things.
You
can find joy in those moments,
absolutely.
But you have to look for it.
You absolutely do have to look for it. So that's the point of tip number one, is to start feeding your mind with truth. So what we want you to do is start writing down three things every day that are going well and focus on these three things. Now, if the only things you can write down that day are that you put your pants on and you maybe went outside of the house, that's fine.
Or
that is
you
something
have,
to celebrate.
Or that you have colored pens. Our friend Madison shared with me that I write down that I love colored pens.
That's
like all
awesome.
The time. Every time I write down the things I'm thankful for, I apparently love color.
Right. So just pick anything throughout the day. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but just something to focus on that's true and that's good. And we want to give you a little bit of truth as well. Your size does not change your value or your worth. I'm going to say that one more time in case you missed it. Your size does not change your value or your worth. You are amazing and beautiful just the way you are, even if you're having a hard time getting off the couch. You were not made for a life of sickness or disease, and in fact, you were designed to be a light, and you were designed to inspire others with your strength, with your story, and with your tenacity. Whether you're tiny or large or the perfect weight, according to all medical statistics, you are beautiful.
We recently heard this really great quote on social media, and I have no idea who said it.
I can't remember
either.
It was
quite a while ago.
It was.
And it said, whoever said it, they said, weight seems to be everyone's issue. No one will ever be truly satisfied with themselves unless they tackle what they see in the mirror and say to themselves, I am beautiful, I love my body, God loves me and thinks I'm beautiful too. So those are some truths that you can start to feed your mind with every single day. It is so important to do that. And now tip number two is to pay attention to what your body tells you. You are really the only person who knows what it's like to live in your body. You're the only person who knows if you have aches and pains. You're the only person who really experiences all that. So if you've never been told that before, let us remind you that you are the only person who really knows your body, and your body is speaking to you. So we want to encourage you to start asking yourself, what is it saying? Do a quick self-assessment. Ask yourself, you know, are you tired? Do you feel weak? Are you constantly getting headaches? Do you seem to catch every little cold that comes your way? If so, your body is actually trying to tell you something. It's telling you that you need to make some changes. And if you've recently changed your eating habits and started exercising, that is a good indication that you were actually listening to your body. And doctors and family members, they all have their own opinions and suggestions, and some of them have fears for you. But the reality is this, you are the one living in your body. You know how you feel, and it's okay to admit that you might not feel great in this moment. In fact, when you get to the point of admitting that, you can actually start to do something about it because you're no longer running from that truth of how you feel. So use wisdom, obviously. You want to be able to listen to your doctors, but also listen to your body and listen to what it's telling you.
That was tip number two. Make sure that you're listening to what your body is telling you. And now tip number three, forgive those who say hurtful things.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one. It is so much easier said than done. But the fact of the matter is, when it comes to feeding your mind with truth and paying attention to what your body tells you, many times you'll hear the opposite thing day in and day out. People will speak things without even realizing how much their words will affect us. Many of them will even mean well and think they're actually helping, especially if you're going through a time of depression or anxiety, or if you're dealing with an illness. Sometimes people just don't know what to say. So instead of not saying anything, they'll just make up something they think would be helpful, but it's not necessarily. Or even sometimes they can give a compliment that can come out wrapped in a little bit of sarcasm. The bottom line is people's words can hurt. And at the end of the day, the only person you're stuck listening to over and over again is yourself. So unforgiveness can do a lot of damage. Unforgiveness can keep your body from moving forward to a healthier lifestyle because it can actually lead to more anxiety, depression, and shame. So when you're trying to overcome sickness, when you're trying to overcome depression, forgiveness is a really important tool for you to use, not only for the big things, but also the little things happening throughout the day. If people make comments or say hurtful things to you, you got to let that stuff roll off your back. Medical risks associated with unforgiveness are an increased risk of heart disease, cancer, and stroke. And the worst part is that it actually traps your mind from seeing the truth of who you really are.
And so when you're forgiving people, you really want to make it a practice, something that you do every day even. It's going to take some time. It's not going to happen all at once.
Right.
And you will probably find that not only do you need to forgive other people, you might have to forgive yourself.
Absolutely. That's sometimes a lot harder.
Yes. That can be a lot harder. You have to be vulnerable with yourself to know what it is that you have really been holding against yourself, even if that's the right way to say it. And so one way that you can forgive yourself, you know, we hear about this all the time, but how often do we actually go through the motions of learning exactly how to do it? So we're going to share that with you right now. You know, I've had lots of things that I've had to forgive myself for. I had to forgive myself for believing statistics. You know, I was born with cystic fibrosis. You may not know that if you're listening in for the first time. And so I had to forgive a lot of the medical statistics that were over me. And I also had to forgive myself for falling into that victim mentality of I can't do anything. I might get sick. I can't, you know, I'm not as good as them because I have this problem in my life. I have this disease. And so one of the things that I've learned to do is I look at myself in the mirror and I say these words. I say, Mandy, I forgive you for whatever it is you need to forgive yourself for. So for instance, one of the things I forgave myself for was for believing the lies. And I remember the day that I did this, I had to look in the mirror and I said, Mandy, I forgive you for believing the lies that you weren't good enough, believing the lies that you were running out of time because of a disease. I forgive you, I release you, and I bless you. And I had big like crocodile tears coming down my eyes. And It was really emotional, but it really set me free. It was the first step towards setting me free from all of that tension and that fight.
Right.
Really fighting to just have a chance. And so forgiveness is a big deal. And the biggest thing we need to remember is that it's a choice.
Absolutely.
You have to choose it way before you feel it.
Right.
You're not going to feel it right away.
No.
You might even not feel it a few weeks or a few months later, but eventually you will start to feel it.
Right. And forgiveness is a practice. Just like we talked about tip number one, being grateful and finding the blessings of your day. It takes practice to forgive, just like it takes practice to look for the good things. And so we want to give you your action steps as we're closing out the program here. Action step number one is that reprogramming your mind takes practice. Building up your confidence takes practice. So we've created something to help you make that process a little bit easier. You can go to our website, www.bigbluecouchcoaching.com, and you can download a free printable called 3 Keys to Build Your Confidence. And number two, we also want to invite you to hang out with us every day on our Facebook page or on our Twitter page, and you can find those both at our website.
And, you know, because really when you, who you hang out with really dictates how much you're going to apply.
Right.
What
absolutely.
You're learning.
Absolutely. There's a saying that our business coach, one of our business coaches actually says quite a bit, is birds of a feather flock together. And so if you are looking for a community of people that can lift you up and encourage you, we really encourage you to come and find our Facebook page.
We want to create that for you.
Yes, we do.
So we want to thank you for hanging out with us girls on the Big Blue Couch. We will be here with you every week. And we look forward to chatting with you, sharing more tips with you, sharing our stories with you to also inspire you as well, wherever you're at in life. So we will see you next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.